Welcome to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast for May 2021. Hello there. Welcome back to season two of our little podcast. My name is Scott Oshima, and I'm your host for the Little Tokyo Little Podcast, a special podcast from your Little Tokyo friends and neighbors, brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo. In honor of May Day and Dia de las Madres, we are celebrating the unsung heroes in our community, from the workers who keep our communities alive, to our dreamers who found a new home here, to the women, trans women, and femmes here in Little Tokyo, to our neighbors next door. For episode 3, we'll hear a letter to a Little Tokyo neighbor during the pandemic, music from Margo and Radio Little Tokyo, Mia with reflections about her mother, and our monthly ukulele song with Chester. Do you remember how many micro-seasons there are in the traditional Japanese calendar? 72! The month of May includes frogs singing, worms surface, ew, bamboo shoots sprout, silkworms eat mulberry leaves, safflowers bloom, and wheat is harvested. As Los Angeles begins to reopen, more and more people are spending time outdoors. I can't say I've seen any worms or wheat lately, but I live next to Frogtown, and I've heard the frogs on the LA River. At JCCC, our little bamboo patch has been sending sharp shoots through the lawn that stab my foot. Have you seen the seasons changing? Now, here's a letter from Satish to their neighbor here in Little Tokyo. This letter was part of the zine, Letter to My Neighbor, organized by Little Tokyo Service Center Artist in Residence, Carol Zoe. Let's have a listen. Dear neighbor, we have suddenly spent a lot of time together during this pandemic. In these dark times, I'm glad that you have been there to help. Away from my biological family, you can still find family and happiness in the connections we make with people immediately around us. I was told by someone amazing that you've got to fall in love with your situation, and it has made me realize that we really live in remarkable times. As we sit together and watch things around us unfold, we become aware of what it is we should value, and that is to be in the present moment. Never in the past or future can I be able to enjoy this moment with you, only in the present. Thank you for being there alongside me, ever present. I want to say that you've made me a better person and allowed me to realize that connections can happen anywhere, even right in front of your own door. Once this all blows over, I will be happy to say that I have made a connection forged from a fiery moment in history. We are shaking things up and moving on from this past that doesn't serve us. Unity isn't about only one, it's about many ones coming together. Those are some beautiful words from Satish. Thank you so much, Satish. We hope that, despite these fiery times, we've had the chance to better appreciate and care for ourselves, each other, and our communities, the many ones coming together. Do you hear that? It sounds from the near past and retro future. Our very own Margo Morales will spin a hand-picked 78 record from the former 1460 AM KTYM Radio Little Tokyo. Matao Uwate DJed the famous local radio station for Japanese oldies and pop hits for over 35 years. Matao donated many of his records to JCCC, and Margo is here to keep the music going. Margo, take it away.
山のさ 寂しい湖に一人来たのも悲しい心、胸の痛みに耐えかねて昨日の夢と抱き捨てる、古い手紙の薄煙、水に黄昏迫る頃、岸の林を静かに行けば、雲は流れて紫の薄きすみれにほろほろと、いつか涙の日が落ちる。ランプ引き寄せふるさとへ、吐いてまた消す湖畔の便り、旅の心のつれづれに一人占う、トランプの青いクイーンの寂しさよ。
May 9th was Dia de las Madres, or Mother's Day. The holiday celebrates not only our mothers, but the women, femmes, and trans folk who are so rarely celebrated. They are our family, friends, and neighbors, and are such a vibrant and vital part of our lives and our communities. On this special day, who are you celebrating? Please welcome back legendary activist, local historian, and poet Mia Iwataki, here to share some reflections and memories about her mother.
May celebrates many things: Asian American Heritage Month, a number of special birthdays, like May 19th is the shared birthday of Malcolm X, Yuri Kochiyama, and Ho Chi Minh. My birthday is May 22nd. I missed it by 3 days. My brother Dave's birthday is on the 13th. But the date we all share is Mother's Day, a day for unsung sheroes. It took me a while to understand how special Mom was. You've all heard the term, Daddy's little girl. Well, that was me. I didn't like being compared to my mom. Maybe it was because she was stricter. Dad seemed like more fun, until we did something seriously bad. Then it was, run for your lives. She was always correcting our grammar, nudging us to be polite, even to obnoxious people, talking about how I dressed, always watching who I hung out with. She made me get a job when I turned 16. She forced me to go to ballets, the theater, operas, and museums. We all had to take music lessons. Dad took us to the mountains to camp and fish. But Mom also made sure that we had a home-cooked dinner together every night. One day she decided that we should all read the newspaper. Every night, all of us, including Dad, were assigned to read a story and discuss it during dinner. All of us read the newspaper every day to this day. She did all this while teaching English as a second language classes several nights a week while going to USC to get her master's. I thought she had a boring job. I didn't know until later that she helped revolutionize ESL by developing practical and culturally relevant ESL curriculum. She authored a landmark ESL textbook and became president of the National ESL Teachers Association, where an annual inaugural award was named in her honor. Not so boring after all. She was my unsung hero. And a couple of years ago, I wrote a poem for her. Mother's Day. "You look like your mother," they'd say, the ladies at church or family on my mother's side. "No, I don't," I'd quickly say, bristling. "I wanted to be like Dad, hip, athletic, tall, 5'11", dancer, laugher, fun." Mom appeared Nisei normal, always working, always writing, feeding, raising, bathing 4 rambunctious kids, also teaching ESL on weeknights while earning her master's at USC and introducing new multicultural content into archaic ESL curriculum, authoring a textbook still used today. "Nothing as exciting as my dad, wine connoisseur, gourmet cook, jazz buff, artistic flash." Mom was just a teacher who loved her students, just an administrator who believed in her work, cherished by those students, beloved by her colleagues. "Nothing near as exciting as my dad." To my mother, who gifted me the love of reading, writing, art, politics. My mother, whom I appreciate more each year as I grow older, wiser, and more reflective. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I miss you. This is Mia Iwatake for Little Tokyo, Little Podcast.
Every month, Chester E.K. breaks some more hearts with his ukulele. Chester teaches Ukuleles for Little Tokyo, a senior program with Bob and Ken since 2015. We miss all our ukulele resident musicians so much, and we are hoping to have everyone back at JCCC this summer. In the meantime, relax and enjoy ukulele magic by the one and only Chester. And that wraps up Unsung Heroes, Season 2, Episode 3. Thank you so much to Satish, Carol, Margo, Matao, Hirokazu, Mia, Chester, and you, our listeners. See you in June for Episode 4, celebrating the summer solstice. Little Tokyo Little Podcast is brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, and our generous funder, the Kresge Foundation and the Rotary Club of Little Tokyo. We are all wishing you health and happiness from our homes to yours. This is Scott signing off from the Little Tokyo Little Podcast.